You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Stuck.
To be more specific, the Stuck at Home edition.
I'm Rochelle Pereira from Equilibrium, the book.
And I'm Damian Bazadonna from Situation, the gut.
So before we head into our fourth season, we decided to do a special series of Stuck episodes, as many of us, including ourselves, are having to work in a totally different way and have a whole new set of challenges.
The rules for this episode are just a little bit different. Katie, Peter, and Steph will still read the questions up front, but rather than being from a specific individual, these topics have been crowdsourced from many of our listeners in the hopes that we can address what a lot of you we know are feeling right now.
Thank you all for tuning in, and we look forward to helping you get unstuck.
Industry-wide disruptions mean that work and priorities are constantly shifting, and I'm hearing from our network of friends and clients that they're feeling lots of different things, overwhelmed, overworked, paralyzed. I think those really are the top three themes. What guidance can you give to people who are feeling stuck by all of the constant changes?
Well, I feel overwhelmed sometimes, so I can definitely relate to this question. And I've been thinking a lot about like emotional swings, patterns of feelings. I've been thinking a lot about that in terms of just tracking my own, you know, the way that I feel on any given day.
I'm trying to be more in tune to it. I feel the same way, like the same thing. I get overwhelmed and it kind of comes in waves where and again, every day is different, right? Because you're navigating the headlines, you're navigating reality, and you're navigating uncertainty. So some days I'll feel more positive than others. And I try to always, whenever possible, and I can get my emotions in place, it's to kind of control what I can control. Like that is my own kind of thing that's been passed down to me. And the more I can understand what I can control, and then I just try to do that and do my best, even though it's impossible, it feels impossible sometimes, even things I can't control, to try and move them over here. That's what my goal is. And so when I feel like that's the advice I often give to others and really kind of take them down that path of think of things that are really making you stress. Now identify the things you could control. That's a helpful exercise for me, but I feel like there's more thoughtful exercises that people probably can go through.
Well, it makes me think about two things. This sounds like, you know, very booky, but it's almost in relationship to emotional regulation. So if you can be aware of your emotions, when you feel them, why you feel them, and you're better at that, then you can also start to track what you're doing or what were the triggers that either made you feel good or bad. So, you know, as I'm thinking about, you know, sometimes I'll have a really bad day and I feel like, ugh, doom and gloom and really low. And then I'll think, well, what am I doing? How am I spending my day? Or how did I not spend my day? And then how do I wake up in the next morning feeling different? So time is an element that matters, right? So, you know, emotions are relatively fleeting in that regard. And that the longer that the time goes, oftentimes the more normal something feels. But then also, like, how much news am I consuming? How scheduled is my day? How full is my day? How interesting or boring is my day? What did I eat? What did I drink? How much did I drink? You know, there's a lot of factors that go into you know, why I might feel the way that I do. And so I think that that's why I've been more conscious about trying to think about what are the choices that I can make that make me feel better, because that overall helps me think clearer. I'm a better mom, better wife, better business owner, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like emotional regulation on steroids, really.
Well, I'm kind of geek out over the past couple of years, like trying to get into like, how do you become just more effective as like at work, right? And so even my own personal health, like someone says, drink a full glass of water when you first wake up in the morning. I used to just drink coffee out of the gate. So I like, I'm pretty rigid about it. I'll do that. I'll have like a, this is probably TMI, but I'll have like a vitamin D pill or something like that. Or I'll try and force myself to go for a jog. I try to do all the things that they say are supposed to increase your energy and improve. And I have to say, through this past couple of weeks, though, I just think I've tried to elevate my thinking a little bit to try and think a little bit more, spiritual is the wrong word, but just kind of a little bit bigger picture in what's happening in this moment in time. And it's been a personal journey, because I would say a week ago today was probably one of the more stressful weeks of my life. I felt like really in the thick of it, but it kind of forced some sort of, just it makes you look at the world slightly differently. And then the moment I kind of take a step back, because those micro things, I could drink all the water and vitamin D and all the jogs I want, I'd still get back and be pissed off and anxious. It just did absolutely nothing. And I feel like, I don't know, I tried to kind of elevate my thinking a little bit, and it's helped me. It's helped me kind of cope with this. And I think actually make me, it's reframed my thinking, which has actually made me more effective in the workplace.
Mm. Yeah. Another framing of this is, again, I'm such a book thing to say, but this reminds me of something that's called the Kubler-Ross change curve. And it tracks how we cope with change, and it goes from denial to resistance to exploration to acceptance. And the idea is that it's not always so linear, and you can bounce between the different ones. So even on a day or even in an hour, you can go through all of that. But it's when you're in resistance, it's also appreciating I'm in the phase that I'm probably supposed to be in mm-hmm. right now. Like I feel crappy, and it's okay that I feel crappy, and I'm not bad and other people aren't bad. And it's just like, this is just crappy. Yeah. And then you get into exploration of like, well, at least I didn't have to, you know, commute 2 hours today, or at least I didn't have to do such and such today, or I had this really nice moment with my daughter the other day. And then there's like these little tiny windows of optimism that get you beyond the resistance. But then you read a news article or whatever, and you bounce back in denial and resistance, yeah. and you play the game again. And I think we're just going to be on this roller coaster for a while. And I don't even know what acceptance looks like or what the new norm looks like. But some days I feel like I'm kind of close. I'm like, oh yeah, I could do this. And then I like zip, yeah. pounce back, you know? And I think it's appreciating that this is just this is how we are.
Yeah. I mean, the news, there's people dying, right? We're seeing like these headlines of just, it's upending people's lives. Like there's so many things that are happening. I feel like even in my own family, I've got people who are very close to who are sick that I can't see, right? You're not allowed to even go near folks who like are obviously a fundamental part of you. You can't see them. I feel like I've had layoffs in my own family. People have lost their jobs. You go down the line of kind of all this stuff, 20 years. This is next year is my 20th year in business. And essentially to watch, be at year 19 and just watch everything look like it's being destroyed in front of you. There's just so many things to look at that are just hard to really process in one moment in time. And I think like as I started to kind of reflect on that, and then you feel bad of like even thinking about a positive side of that, considering all the pain that others are feeling, right, and going through. But I do feel like if we don't take a moment, if I take a moment right now and saying, so right now, like we have this moment in time where the world is stopped. Like this is not going to happen. This very likely will not happen again during our lifetime. To have this moment when everyone else has stopped, everyone has stopped at the same point in time. And, you know, whether it's spending time at home, like with your family, whether it's spending a time, you have a pet, a hobby, whatever you have in your life, that the depth of that newfound relationship, it's like we all started a new job. I haven't felt this way in 19 years. I've been doing the same thing for 19 years, and all of a sudden everything like that gets upended. that I feel like when people are stressed and anxious or excited, it's like, don't let the clock run by and not take this moment at this unbelievable moment of kind of reflection. And there's power in silence. Like there's power in that moment right now. And, you know, and they say the world is talking, you know, the universe is speaking to you. There's like this just moment of kind of self-reflection. And my worry is like, if tomorrow they said, you know what, all kids back to school and everyone, I will feel a little bit like I miss something. And I want to make sure I don't miss that something. I want to make sure I'm like embracing the moment that we're in as best I possibly can. I don't know. I just, it's so when I was saying before, like elevating my own thinking, just really trying to embrace this moment and also do my part. Like, I think we also, every one of us will look back at this moment going, what are the things we did to help this situation? Whether that's how we work with our staffs or whether we do in our community. Like, this is just, it's a moment and it's ticking away. And there's a lot, in many respects, you want to go away faster so then all the pain could be done. But at the same time, there's a moment like, I don't know. It's such a unique moment in time. It's just such a unique moment in time. So in some respects, I'm saying do the most you can with that silence and of something powerful with it.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom yesterday and I was saying how it's weird when you go from complaining that time is moving too quickly. You know, I always feel like, where did that week go? Where did that month go? Where did that year go? And now all of a sudden I'm like, it's still Wednesday,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like how is it possibly Wednesday, you know, and it's a very strange sensation to have your relationship with time be changed so significantly. I mean, I would not mourn my children going back to school on Monday, but I'm guessing that you're not in charge of any of the homeschooling, just throwing that out there.
It's kind of when you're all at home in the same place, you're all involved. You're like, I'm heavily involved in it. My wife is the
CEO. Let's get your wife on the phone. Let's talk to her.
Listen, I can understand. I can get hate mail after this podcast in some level to say, listen, people are sweating. Check to check. There's all types of things, right? Everyone's got problem. Everyone's got stress. That's a given. Someone could have health issues. There's all types of stuff. So I'm not trying to, by the way, undervalue all the stresses that exist with being, you know, people are overwhelmed. We're all there. Like everyone's got it from a different perspective. That's just my assumption. Everyone's got their own bag.
Yeah.
I always love that statement of like, if everyone were to take their own set of problems and everyone threw their problems on a table, odds are you take your own problems back, right? If you can, you know, there's like, I don't want to underplay that. And cause I know, but yeah, I don't know, babbling.
No. But it goes also back to emotional regulation. One of the things that is within our control that we can do is we can try to focus on something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can try to focus on something that's kind or warm or unique or special, just like we can choose to focus on lots of other things that will make us feel a different emotion. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it's necessarily downplaying real tragedy that's happening across the world. But in terms of our ability to be a good contributor to like our community and to our family, I think we have to choose hope and optimism and like love and beauty and kindness. Like those are all things that are within our grasp.
I try to remind our future self is watching us. And so not to get all meta, but I think if you think about, you'll look back at this time and all the things, the decisions that like, you'll say, why didn't I do this at that moment? Why didn't I make that different decision? Why did I wrong this person? Or why didn't I, whatever that is, this is one we will reflect upon. And so through that lens, not to overwhelm people more, it's just like really take a moment to go, what does that literally mean? It's almost like write yourself a letter. 10 years from now, how will you be thinking? Because this moment will be unique that will stick with us, I think. Stick with me.
Well, as much as it's been fun to do this Stuck at Home series, I do hope that season 4 is back in the studio. That would be nice,
It would be very nice. You know what? It's going to be.
Okay. Let's choose to believe that.
Right? You got it. Exactly. Hashtag hope.
Yeah. Hashtag hope. All right. See you on the other side, Damian. If you found this episode helpful, please rate it on Apple Podcasts or leave us a comment or share it with somebody else that you know is stuck. This helps us reach listeners who could benefit from these conversations. And if you'd like your own question answered, go to our website, stuckpod.com, to submit a question.
Stuck is created by Equilibrium and Situation. It is produced by the wonderful Katie Byrne, Peter Ujicic, and Stephanie Connors. Our theme music is Rockstar by Owen Mulcahy. Be well, be safe.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.